Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. 16,000 nurses could go on strike this Monday at some of the city's wealthiest private hospitals if an agreement on their demands isn't reached. Our Mac Rosenberg following this story. He joins us now live.
And Linda, the message from nurses to the city's big private hospitals like Montefiore, Mount Sinai, and Presbyterian is to give them what several smaller safety net hospitals have given: better health benefits, improved staffing ratios, and protections against workplace violence. Speaking of which, yesterday, a man with a sharp object was shot and killed by police inside Brooklyn Methodist Hospital. Now, negotiations with these hospitals that have not settled will continue through the weekend. The nurses say it's about patient care. Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and Presbyterian all accuse the nurses' union of abandoning patients. They say a strike would be reckless. Reporting live, Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All eyes are on Roblox and other popular platforms that kids use as state lawmakers call for new online protections. State Senator Andrew Gunardis and Assemblymember Neely Rosick are pushing a bill called the Stop Online Predators Act. It would limit chat features by default, require kids' profiles to be private, and give parents more control over messaging and spending. Senator Gunardis tells 1010 Winds.
As these platforms increasingly become a place where bad actors are trying to do harm to some of the most vulnerable users, you know, our kids, that we should have stringent privacy protections in place to protect them.
A version of the legislation will be included in Governor Kathy Hochul's State of the State address. Mayor Zoran Mamdani and United Auto Workers President Sean Fain are backing Queens Assemblymember Claire Valdez for a congressional seat that represents parts of Brooklyn and Queens. Nydia Velasquez, who currently holds a seat in the 7th District, is not seeking re-election. In an interview with Gothamist, Mamdani says New Yorkers need someone who will put forward the same agenda for the working class and that Valdez would connect with voters in the district. He and Fain are set to appear with Valdez at an event in Brooklyn at noon. Valdez is currently set to face Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso in that primary. Staten Island's Borough President Vito Fisella has sent a letter to President Trump. In that letter, he asks that a soldier from Staten Island who was killed in Afghanistan be awarded the Medal of Honor. Sergeant Michael Olis died in 2013 after shielding a fellow soldier during a Taliban attack. Fisella tells 1010 Winds.
Staten Island respects and cherishes its veterans community. We recognize that the freedoms we have would not be possible but for the sacrifice of so many who served this country. And at the highest level, Staff Sergeant Michael Olis was one of those individuals.
The final determination now rests with President Trump. Horrible news out of New Jersey this morning, where state officials confirm the first pediatric flu death of the season. The child, under 5 years old, was from northern Jersey and had no known underlying health conditions. The CDC has estimated millions of flu cases nationwide so far this year, with thousands of hospitalizations and deaths. In a statement, the Jersey State Health Commissioner calling this a very serious time of year and that vaccination remains the best protection. Luis G. Mangione is back in federal court today. It's a pivotal hearing in his fight to bar the government from seeking the death penalty against him in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Trial lawyer Richard Schoenstein has the specifics.
The federal government has charged Mangione with stalking, and they've said that is the crime of violence. And the defense is saying stalking is not necessarily a crime of violence. It is a crime, but it's not the kind of violent crime that would underlie the death penalty.
Mangione pleaded not guilty to those federal charges and to state murder charges, which carry the possibility of life in prison. The judge today expected to hear arguments on both the death penalty and whether key evidence can be used at trial. Well, here's something you don't hear every day. A $10,000 reward is being offered to help with the defense of the man suspected in the fatal shooting of a rideshare driver in the Bronx. The condition is that 24-year-old Ejinel Troncoso must surrender voluntarily. He's believed to be in the country illegally, and the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers put out a statement strongly urging himself to turn himself in. 55-year-old Issa Isaac was found shot to death on New Year's Day inside his rideshare car along Morris Avenue in the Bronx. The Taxi Federation initially offered the 10 grand as reward money, but now says they're prepared to direct those funds to Troncoso's legal defense should his family choose. But they say that offer will not remain on the table indefinitely. Cooper Union is making sweeping changes to how it handles protests and discrimination. This after the Manhattan College agreed to settle a lawsuit by Jewish students who accused the school of tolerating anti-Semitism when they were briefly trapped inside the school's library during a protest. As part of the settlement, Cooper Union will update its anti-discrimination policies, require advance approval for protest materials, and ban masks that are meant to conceal identities during demonstrations. The school will also require mandatory discrimination and harassment training, and they'll compensate the 10 students who filed the suit. Cooper Union says the agreement does not require it to admit wrongdoing, but it does call it a step forward in making the campus safer and more inclusive.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.